of
an act of Congress to redefine state. It says prior to the 14th Amendment, the government of the United States existed as a limited representative government created by the several states united, possessing only those enumerated powers granted to it by the states. All other powers not expressly delegated to the United States by the Constitution were reserved to the states or to the people respectively pursuant to Amendments 9 and 10. Says, however, beginning with the second unofficial Reconstruction Act revealed herein, whereby Congress reconstructed the meaning for state, coupled with the 1867 Reconstruction Act, designed to change the entire structure and character of the state government by force, according to President Johnson, and culminating in the 14th Amendment, that Republican form of government was destroyed. Here it is. It says, as a consequence, the several states united were reduced to status to mere territorial districts called states and made completely subject to Congress. By the way, remember the word mere is mother. It means mother territorial districts. And here's the exact, this is verbatim chapter from the congressional record. It says, an act to provide internal revenue to support the government, to pay interest on public debt, and for other purposes, section 182, and be it further enacted that wherever the word state is used in this act, it shall be construed to include territories and the District of Columbia. And of course, it says include, and it was very specific, territories and the District of Columbia. That's what the state is, territories and the District of Columbia, where such construction is necessary to carry out the provisions of this act, public acts of the 38th Congress of the United States, Session 1, Chapter 173, 74, and 1864, 13 Stat 223. They redefined the word state in 1864 during the so-called Civil War. And so the state wherein the birth certificated person resides is the District of Columbia. That state changes the equation. When you reread the 14th Amendment now, all persons, and again, person's not dangerous, the word father is a person. It's a label, a fictitious label. As a man, as just a man with no label, I'm just a man. The label father creates a fictitious character or called person. Who is that person? Now that's my dad.
Come on, Greg.
There you go. I just laid claim to my dad through his person. Otherwise, he's just a man. If somebody said, well, who is that guy? That's just a guy. See, I can't lay claim to him as my father without having access to the word person.